But first this morning, I mentioned the incremental developments that are perhaps helping sentiment this morning. One of them has to do with maybe removing an overhang, an obstacle to recent stock action, and that has to do with the debt ceiling, of course. Let's check in with our Jessica Smith in Washington as we finally see perhaps some progress on the debt ceiling front, or at least a delay in the debt ceiling. Jess, give us the details on the latest.
Yeah, Julie, Senate leaders are now trying to work out a deal for a short-term debt limit increase. This came after Minority Leader McConnell offered a deal to the Democrats, saying that he would get behind a short-term increase into sometime into December. He would like to see a fixed dollar amount, so not just a suspension over a period of time, but a fixed dollar amount. And that is likely part of what they are negotiating now. McConnell is making the case that that will take away Democrats' argument that they don't have time to raise the debt limit by reconciliation. But Democrats are still saying, even if they do this short-term deal, they are not going to raise the debt limit by reconciliation. They say it's complicated, they say it's risky, and they say it sets a bad precedent. Raising the debt limit, dealing with the debt limit, should be bipartisan. So that could potentially be a wrinkle as well. Will McConnell still be on board with this short-term deal if Democrats are holding firm, saying they're not going to do this by reconciliation? So we'll see what the leaders come up with. Schumer did tell reporters yesterday that he thought they were making progress. He hoped to have a deal sometime this morning. Now, we should note, this is Democrats, it's not their first choice. It's not the White House's first choice either, just moving this a few weeks away. They would rather get a longer-term deal done. They would rather just do it on their own and raise the debt limit through December of next year. But they are signaling that they would take this deal because it gives them a little more breathing room. It takes the immediate threat of default off the table, and it gives them more time to work on the rest of President Biden's agenda, that reconciliation package, that social spending package that they've been working on. So we'll see if they come up with this deal. But if they do push this to early December, Julie and Brian, we should note, we're also going to have a government shutdown looming at that time. So we could be doing all of this all over again in December.
That is exactly what I was going to ask you. And so you've answered my question. Look forward to that, Jess. Thank you so much for giving us the latest this morning. And I'm sure Jess will be keeping us posted on whether indeed there is a deal sometime this morning.